Good morning. It's 9:20 here at 1450 WHTC. Kathy won those four tickets to the West Michigan Golf Show. We'll give away four more tomorrow. Congratulations to her. She was caller number 14. But right now, we're checking in with Holland Public Schools, looking ahead with Holland Public Schools is the name of the segment. We're speaking with Kevin Schneider over at Holland Public Schools. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. I'm feeling great. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to speak with you today. I know the kids were probably really happy to go into school, even with the temperatures. At some point, it was as low as 22 below zero. But you have a school that competed and competes for the state tournament every year in competitive theater. You won the state title last year. That's pretty impressive because up until a few weeks ago, I didn't even know there was competitive theater.
Yep, it's one of the largest theater competitions of its kind in the United States, so it's pretty prominent and pretty difficult competition to get involved with.
So let me ask you this. I would assume that the regionals went pretty well.
They did. They were hosted here at Holland High, and we had some of the best teams in the state come to Holland, and the top three schools advanced to the state finals, and we were blessed to be one of those three schools.
What were the other two schools that made it?
The other two schools were West Bloomfield High School from West Bloomfield, Michigan, and the third was Avondale High School from Auburn Hills.
That's outstanding. And now I see you've got some competition locally. Holland Christian also competed at the regionals. I would imagine there's some tense rivalry going on between the two.
Actually, you'd be surprised that there really isn't. Holland and Holland Christian are very, very supportive of each other. We're in different divisions. We often will go and cheer on the other school, and I think that the kids consider Holland Christian and Grand Rapids Christian as two of our closest friends and schools in the competition, and we hope they do right to the top.
Kevin, because this is all pretty foreign to me, theater competitions, especially like this at the state level, how do you build up a program like this? Is it like building up an athletic club where you just eventually good coaching and good leadership and you develop good teams?
It really is. I mean, we've over the years have had some excellent students getting involved with it, and it just carries on from year to year. That tradition of excellence is just passed on, and kids come into it knowing the expectations and knowing what they have to do, and they have great mentors to help them do it.
That's outstanding. Now, since you've had experience, your students have been to state before, and I can relate to this as a wrestler in high school competing at the team state level in Battle Creek and knowing that pressure. What is it like to be on stage, literally, at state for competitive theater?
I think the students find it to be the absolute most exciting part of the whole process. They love it because there's 800 of their peers in the audience. They love performing for other students. They kind of forget about the judges a little bit and just have some fun. It's kind of this final celebration, the final time they'll ever do this show. And as one student said last night, hey, it doesn't really matter if we win or lose. As long as we leave our hearts on the stage, that's what's most important.
That is exactly the way that it's taught in sports, and I'm glad that that is exactly the way it's taught in theater, because it is. You can't control what the judges do. Sometimes they're a squirrely bunch of squirrels, but
you are exactly right with that. They can't control anything but what they do.
Kevin, what is the performance that your students are doing right now?
Oh, we're doing the musical, the Sondheim musical, Sunday in the Park with George.
Okay. Well, tell me more about that.
It's actually based on the painting by George Seurat of Sunday afternoon on the island of Grand Jatte, a painting that's now in the Institute of Art in Chicago, and one of his most famous paintings. And this is the story of both Georges Seurat and the woman that he was in love with and had a child with. And so we're doing just a small excerpt of his life.
We're speaking with Kevin Schneider, the theater director at Holland High School, and his group is competing for the state. They made it past regionals, and they'll be competing for the state championship, I'm sure. We're in the running for the winning of the state championship every year. Kevin, we got about less than a minute. But if you were to say one thing that will push your team over the edge to recapture that state championship, what will it be?
I think they have to continue growing in confidence. It's a very young group. And I think our whole message is you have to own your product. You have to know everything about it and love it. And so that's kind of what they're working on, is just growing in that confidence and feeling assured that everything that they do is within their control, and just do it.
Kevin Schneider, theater director at Holland High School. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and best of luck in the future with these competitions.
Well, thank you very much.
I thank you for joining us. Kevin Schneider, once again, theater director at Holland High School.